Mwai Kibaki was inaugurated as president in 2002 after a landslide election victory. A unified opposition made it possible to defeat the then president Daniel Arap Moi after 24 years of what was seen as Moi's autocratic rule. Kibaki was in a wheelchair when he was sworn in, following a car accident during the campaign. He also suffered a stroke shortly after his inauguration.
I am calling upon all of you to come out and fight corruption.
He was dominant in Kenyan politics for almost five decades. For 10 years from 1978, he served as vice president under Moi and held various ministerial positions. But he and Moi fell out, and Kibaki stood as presidential candidate in 1992 and 1997, losing both times and saying the elections were rigged. An economist by profession, as president, Kibaki was credited with improving the economy, introducing free primary education, launching a new progressive constitution that allowed for devolution, and expanding the country's infrastructure.
He believed in the institutions and rather let institutions do their work. Where there was room to delegate, he preferred delegation than doing everything himself. And thirdly, Kibaki did not like cheap talk. I think to that extent he was able to focus on what was important to the public as a whole.
After a disputed poll in 2007, where Kibaki was declared winner, post-election violence that went on for months left 1,200 people dead and many thousands displaced. Politicians from both the opposition and ruling party were blamed for the chaos. It took international mediation and a power-sharing deal to stop the fighting. That was one of the lowest moments of post-independent Kenya.
Under his leadership, we, as those who were in charge, lost an opportunity to really craft a Kenya without negative ethnicity, to bring Kenyans together as one. By the time the referendum was coming, the 2005 referendum, the country was already split.
Some people say the 2007-2008 election violence overshadowed the good Kibaki's government did in the first 5 years in office. Others argue that he did not do enough to rein in on corruption and tribalism. But many agree that when it came to development, democracy, and the economy, he outdid both his predecessors.